this between one area and another, the attention between one and another, and sometimes there might be such a massive loosening that it could be considered by the deen like Nekrom. So that's why, so actually, when a behavior falls off a certain height, so everything is possible. It's possible that as a result of that fall, so that slowly more mamish dislodge and dislocated. And it's possible that they were not dislodged, but there was just a slight loosening of the ribs. Not that they were dislodged, just a slight loosening. You know, certain people have trouble with their back, and they go to the hospital, and then they take all kinds of tests, and then they are told that there is a loosening in the attachment of the ribs. But that doesn't mean that the ribs were dislocated, dislodged, you see. So when a baby falls off a certain height, so we anticipate everything. We anticipate the maximum. It's possible that one of the ribs, that the rib and the chulia was dislodged. Mom is dislodged. And it's possible that it wasn't dislodged, but just a slight loosening. So that's why Rashi says, that was, that means just a slight pill. And then he said, that means a massive loosening, not just a slight loosening. Now, you see what Rashi says here, that now it comes in. Omdo, I must listen to you, Shinof Naga, Biondo, Bloy Alpha, in its three Hashia May slaves. I will pick a bio, Bihut Hashem, who be Shira Slim Troy, who by Tina School, they had Loyondo, after the canoe, the Nimse Shlemo, Trefo, Mishum Achvat. So he says, I will pick a bio. If it's Omdo, so Dick is bio. But you don't have to wait, May slaves. You don't have to wait, May slaves. So he says, so where do you have to make it tike? B'chut ha-shedre, u'vishviras re-tzlois, u'vakiras chuye. In other words, v'heiche, v'lo yomdo, afu bat kanuo v'nimtze shleimo y'treifo, mishu machbat, sh'nisparko p'okeo v'chol yisel. So that means, it wasn't neka. There wasn't such a massive loosening of the vertebrae and the ribs that it could be considered Mecca. Just a little bit, there was a loosening from the adhesion and the attachment. So, v'im holcho afu tikalipayi. Little again. So, but Rashi doesn't mention. I mean, this Rashi could be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Ram. But Rashi should mention the Mishnah. So apparently, Rashi held, so this is what he says. Ve'intam mitleves shehaloch lemeishim sinai. Now Rashi Shita is, we saw all the time that Rashi Shita is that the Ein Chayo is just a statistical fact, just a symbol, and all the treifes are grounded in the aloch lemeishim sinai. Why is Nikuves Arei a treife? Because aloch lemeishim sinai said this treife, not because it's Ein Chayo. Ein Chayo, that is a coincidence that it's Ein Chayo. But it's a treife because Aloch LeMishmi Sinai declared it as treife. So one of the treifes of Aloch LeMishmi Sinai is Noflom Nagar. Now it doesn't mean that the Noflom, in other words, if it occurs as a result of a maki. So as a matter of fact, the Meiri mentions that there are three types of Nifl. Now, one of the categories of treifes, Aloch LeMishmi Sinai, is nifulah. So the Meiri says there are three types of nifulah. Before, let's explain the mission. It's here I have it in the mirror, Kuflam and Gimel, Tav Kuflam and Gimel. Before, Yesh Beshleisha Mini, Echot, Shenoflo Mimokim Agaveya, Asor Tvorim, Vyisuro Mishim Risi Givorim. Beis, Sheikur Bimaki, Mitzad Hor Boshal Beimo. That's the Gemara. Oyat, Mitzad Orko, in Posek Amakil Bemza Hashem. That's not in here, right? But it's also a koye, a certain bang. When the behemoth falls from a certain height, there is a bang, and then when you hit the behemoth with the make, or gimel if shenech badal pnei amayim. So the Gemara also mentions the halacha. So the fuller doesn't mean dafke the fuller. The fuller means because there is a bang, and suppose behemoth will fall off from a certain height upon a pile of pillows, so then it will not be a tree. So it's not in the full of the fall from, the dropping from the heights. So it's because of the baying of the akoya. Let's say if a behemoth will go in an airplane and then it will end, so then it will not have a din of any full of. So it's because of the chvotin. It's because of the chvotin. So memele, so in the full of means chvotin. That's what Nifula means, chvot. So that's one of the makis of the halacha l'meishi b'sinai. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi shita is that the chayo in a chayo, that's simonim. That's not an essential fact. So each treife is a treife because the halacha l'meishi b'sinai declared it as treife. But as a matter of coincidence, it's in a chayo. So memele he says, one of the makis that the Aloch Lamish in Sinai declared that it's treife is nifula. In other words, if there is a loosening of Ivor, if there is a loosening of Ivor, and even though that loosening of the volume of the attachment of between one Ivor and another, between one tzela and another tzela, between one bone and another bone, I mean, is not, does not constitute any nekro or nifsiko. It doesn't come within the category of nekro or nifsiko. Just the loosening of the volume. So, if, let's say, the same loosening of the volume would occur as a result of a disease, the baby would be there. Let's say the same risuki void would occur as a result of a disease. So then the behemoth wouldn't be a trait. The behemoth wouldn't be a trait. As a matter of fact, I mean, people who have bone cancer, so then in the final stages, so there is a thaw, loosening of the void. In both senses, in the sense of Rashi and in the sense of the Rambam, because according to Rambam, Risuk means squashing. So, I mean, it happens, I mean, this tragedy that I know of a certain woman who had bone cancer and she had to lie in a certain way, otherwise the doctor said that any bone might break just like that if she will not lie in a certain position. So in other words, there is a softening of the tissue, of the bone tissue, of everything. So in other words, if there will be a risuk yivorim because of a certain disease in the behemoth will not be a treifa. When will behemoth be a treifa if the risuk yivorim will result from a maki, from a bang, from a chvoti, from a nifuro, or by hitting with a maki over the behemoth's back in a certain way. But if the risuk yivorim, the piruk ivorim, or the softening of the ivorim will result from a chili, from a disease, it will not be a treife. So the halacha l'meishi b'sinai, that's what Rashi says, in tam treifes. Why do we say, with more or mashim, shu'asa me'isleis v'shochtek shemo? So in other words, this is part and parcel of the halacha l'meishi b'sinai, according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, treife in a chayo is just the simen. So every treife is grounded in halacha l'meishi b'sinai. So certain makis make the behemoth treife. That's the halacha l'meishi b'sinai. One of the makis is nifula. What does nifula mean? So the floor doesn't mean if the behemoth fell off and fell and there was no chvote and fell on a pile of pillows, then it's not a treif. But if there was a chvote, if there was a chvote, a bang, so then, and there was a risk of evolving, a loosening of the evolving, so the halacha is not declared. If, let's say, if that risk of evolving, if that loosening of the evolving was so substantial that the behemoth couldn't even survive for more than 24 hours, so that kind of a risk of evolving is matter of the behemoth. That kind of risk of evolving is matter of the behemoth. Is matter the behemoth. But if Joasa makes lays, so then we see that even though the behemoth might have suffered a risk of evolving, a losing of evolving, but that risk of evolving did not destine the behemoth. Did not destine behemoth to die within 24 hours. It all depends what kind of a risk of evolving. You know, sometimes somebody falls off from a certain height and he's taken in an ambulance to the hospital and then he lives for 2 hours. Sometimes somebody falls off from a certain height, from the fifth floor, the sixth floor, and he lives for 2 days. Sometimes for 5 days and then he dies. So, but, and sometimes he lives even for a few months and he dies. So, even if he lived for a few months, so it means there was a risk of evolving. There was a risk of evolving, but the question is, what extent, how massive the risk of evolving was? There any dangerous, a slight risk of evolving, and to a risk of evolving, all the evolving became detached from each other, you know, as a result of the fall. So the Halacha L'Meishe Misinai declared that which kind of nifulo is straightforward if it is the kind of nifulo that destines the behemoth to die within 24 hours. If the risk of worry was to such an extent that the behemoth could not live for more than 24 hours, so then it is a treifor. But if this is considered a substantial risk of evolving, but if there was a risk of evolving, there was a loosening of the evolving in the attachment between one rib and another rib, between one vertebra and another vertebra, or let's say there was a loosening in the joints of the evolving, but it was a slight loosening of the evolving. And in other words, and it wasn't so substantial, it wasn't so massive, so astronomical, I mean, this, the risk of evolving, then it's not a treifa on the basis of risk of evolving. It's not a treifa on the basis. Only, so memele, if it wasn't sure, memele is, so even though we are bathing after the shritin, in other words, we shech the behemoth after 23 hours. We just waited 23 hours after the fall, and we shall pay. And then we are baited. We don't find any nikuvo, we don't find any kuo, we don't find any psuko, nothing. I mean, the lungs is not punctured. The chulias are not dislodged from their places. So it's still painful. Why? Because since it was nishra 23 hours after the fall, not 24 hours after the fall, so maybe we anticipate the possibility, maybe the behemoth as a result of the fall suffered such a substantial loosening of the volume that if we didn't shout the behemoth after 23 hours, so after 23 and a half hours, after 23 and 45 minutes, the behemoth would have died. So in other words, it's possible that the behemoth suffered such a risky volume that it couldn't have survived for 24 hours. So this is part and parcel of the Halacha L'Meishe Sinai. Rashi said it in so many words. In other words, what kind of a risky volume resulting from a fall, from a chvote, is matter the behemoth? Only that kind, if the risky volume is so massive that the behemoth couldn't survive for 24 hours. So if we shot the behemoth before 24 hours are over, how do we know? Maybe it couldn't survive. Maybe it couldn't survive. Now, but if the behemoth, so the Gemara says, if the behemoth walked after the fall, so then even if it wasn't sure, even if we were sheikha the behemoth 1 hour after the fall, but before we were sheikha the behemoth, the behemoth not walked, I mean walked with, so doesn't require anything. I mean was able to stand up and hold its balance. So if the behemoth was able, let's say after the fall, to hold its balance, so that's a raya that the risk involved, if there was any risk involved, we don't know. But that's a raya. If there was risk involved, the risk involved was not so substantial, was not so massive, that the behemoth was destined to die within 24 hours. Because if the behemoth had suffered such a massive risukivori that it couldn't survive for more than 24 hours, then it wouldn't have been possible for the behemoth to hold its balance without someone supporting it. So that's a raya, that it didn't suffer that kind of risukivori. That's all part and parcel of Halacha Mishmisinai. But a bdike, it requires. A bdike requires. Now, if it's olcho, if the behemoth kept on walking, so then it's a raya that the risk of volume did not involve any dislocation of the huye, did not involve any dislocation of an eiver that is makriv, did not involve. So because behemoth walked, so you see, I mean that nothing happened to the behemoth. Somehow the fall didn't affect her because the behemoth was able to walk by itself. But if the behemoth was not able to walk, but was able to hold its balance, so then it means and walk not. What does it mean? Why couldn't it walk? Something must have happened. There must have been a slight loosening of the body. There must have been a slight loosening of the body. But the fact that it was able to hold its balance is a raya that the risuki volume was not so colossal, was not so astronomical, was not so massive, that the behemoth wouldn't be able to survive for 24 hours. Because if the risuki volume had been so massive and so astronomical that it couldn't survive from such a risuki volume for more than 24 hours, then the behemoth wouldn't have been able to hold his balance, to stand up. But that doesn't prove that there was no loosening of the volume. There still might be a loosening volume. And maybe there was still a necro too. Because a behemoth that suffers a necro of a chulie could still stand up. So maybe we have to be waiting. This is what Rashi says there. So this is what Rashi says. Nofum nagar mishochta miyad reifo avo bishayin sheva mirepo cheishishin shenisrasku ונספרקו יבורר, ואין טעם בטריפס, שהלוך אל המי שמסיני, ובגמור הוא אמר, שימשו עשו מישראליס ושוח תוקשירו, ואף על פי שלו יום. All right, this is Rashi. Now let's go to the tomb. נפורו עשו, כסף, בהימו שנופלו מדובו בביה, או שנופלו מביה, אם יש מקרי סו אדמו קיימן, that's all בגמורס, I mean we went over all this. אם יש מקרי סוף, עד עמוקים שנופלו שם יוטבוכים, חי שישי שם נסרסקו יברר. So if the behemoth fell, if at the time that the behemoth fell off a certain height, the behemoth was standing, you know, sometimes, when a behemoth falls off a certain height, the behemoth might be in a position of standing, and sometimes when a behemoth falls off from a certain height, it might be in a position of lying. So it depends. We have to measure 10 tvachim. 10 tvachim. Now, 10 tvachim, we know that 10 tvachim is important. I mean, the height of 10 tvachim is important in endangering the life of a person or of a animal when it falls. So, in other words, if somebody has a bayer that is 10 tvachim deep, so then he's evil, he's also done the bisachon. Because that's a constant process. Even though, I mean, on the basis of probability, so most of the people who fall into a bayer of 10 tvachim do not. But when it's a question of human life, so we have to be cheshish for me too. We cannot rely on a probability of 61% or even 80% or even 90%. We have to be cheshish for the chosha v'cheke too. So a height of 10 tvachim is significant in establishing his akon. So we have to measure 10 tvachim. But if the behemo fell off as it was standing, so he says, Mishnah, im yesh mikreiso, adam mokim shenoflo, now you'll see how the mechaber, first siman. Oh, nifua aso, keita, behemo shenoflo. Im hoiso imedes al radleo kishenoflo, if it was assuming a position of standing and then she fell off, then we have to measure the 10 tvachim not from the level where she was standing but from her belly. So im yesh mikreis al amokim shenoflo shom yu tvachim cheshish in shemon israsko ibarel. If she was assuming a lying position on that upper level, and then she fell down, she rolled down, so then we measured the 10 tvachim from the level, from the upper level, let's say the roof, the ground roof. She gave a book of Asorot Vachim. We hold the binon gave Asorot Vachim. דווקא מנופלו מעצמו, או יפלו האחר, ויודו שרצים להפילו, אבל אם יפלו האחר, אם שלא ימידה איתו, או יפילו יודו בכך, אלו שיפלו בבסחס, אפילו בפוחס מעשורת וחם חשי. So in other words, there is a din of nifulo in the case where the behemoth fell off a height of 10 tvachim, and there is a din of nifulo even if it fell off from a lower height than 10 tvachim. So it all depends. If it is noflo me'atzmo, or somebody else pushed her down, but the behemoth, the one that was pushed down, was conscious, was aware of the fact that somebody is pushing her down, and the behemoth also has some instinctive intelligence. So me'mele, in that case, if it's pilua achir, viyodo, shereitzim lahapilo, so then we require 10 tvachim. But if, let's say, a behemoth fell off by itself, or somebody pushed her down, and she knew that somebody pushed her down, so she was alerted to this danger, and the behemoth instinctively feels that there is a certain danger facing her, and then she adapts herself. I mean, this is one of the characteristics of every animal, of every living thing. I mean, the capacity to adapt itself to the situation. So the melee, if the behemoth falls off by itself, and she knows she is aware. Or even if somebody pushes her down, and she's aware of the fact that somebody pushes her down, so then she adapts herself to the situation. And if the height is less than 10 tvachim, there is no sakon. There couldn't be any risk anymore. Aber im yipelu achirim shaloi midai, o yapil yodo bekach, elo shipilu amibasachas, so she was taken by surprise, she didn't have an opportunity to adapt herself to the situation. All right. Now, the two. The full asso. Keita. Bei mo shnof fun der loge bei yoy shnof fun bei yele mish mit khayse da mach shnof shom getrochen khayse shom nis khas ge vera va fil bei kine ise mit zine ise shleim un bikomen vera ot treifo she vadai there was another girl say shem on israel one girl say when the two was she vadai nis khas another girl say was shem on israel afo ki she reine she rei bo shumshin ve khayim kol kay yitze be ze so if we didn't if she wasn't sure 24 hours and we were sheikhed the behemoth, let's say, after 22 hours, after 23 hours. And then we made a thorough bdike by all the experts. And we didn't see anything. Anything. We didn't see any kubasarei, we didn't see any kubasarei, we didn't see any of the markers of rabies. Nothing. Still, it's frame. Why? Because there was a risk of worry. So why is there a risk of worry? How is it we don't see it? We don't have to see it. I mean, there might have been a very slight loosening of the limbs, or there might have been a very slight crushing of the tissue, and we can't, maybe doctors, when they'll take all kinds of tests, they'll be able to detect it. But the naked eye cannot see it. So, memele, avo pishin rein boshinu, v'chin kol kayitze beze, kidei shetov, it doesn't mean davke falling from a height. It means any make that involves a chvote, a bang, kidishitov for the case, let's say push the behemoth, someone push the behemoth against the wall, or dorsa beragro, let's say a human being or another animal just trampled upon the behemoth. There is also a bang, so that's also like nifulo. It's not aloch l'mishmisina, it's after nifulo. Nifulo is an example of a chvote that might entail risk involved. Or it also brago, or he could be even bicholgufo, bichinadin beiv, shenechba tal dovokoshe. That's the Gemara. There is also a chvote. Vim shoas omeislei, so what? So then we are cheshesh even. So one girl says, vada nisraskevara. And the other girl says, Shemon is Raskevara. Vim Shasom is Leis, Yotom Michlal is a Givon. It doesn't mean that there was no slackening of the attachment in the Givon. No, even if it's Shasom is Leis, and even if it's Shasom, 10 years that there still could be a slight loosening of the Givon, but if he chose any slaves, so that means that if there was any slackening of the attachment in the volume, if there was any residual volume, it was at the minimum. It was a minimum. It wasn't at the maximum. It wasn't very massive. Yotzo mechal visigul volume. V'niteres al v'dike. Sheyiv d'geisu kineget kol acholo. Im u'shleimo. V'kol yutchas treves k'sheiro. V'im lav. Now there is a very interesting Lashon HaRambam. I don't know whether I have time to discuss that, because tomorrow I would like to finish Treifes and then discuss a certain Shaila. I mean, there was a bill to the Department of Agriculture years ago, before the Second World War. So Germany was the first country in the world, Germany, that was the first law against the Jewish people that Hitler Yimach Shmei issued. The day he became Chancellor of Germany, so he issued that decree that you cannot allow a ritual slaughter, Kishrit, because that's not in consonance with compassion for animals. Hitler was a big Tsar Balchaimik. He was a very compassionate person. So that was the first law, the first day when he became Chancellor. And then Sweden, which was a very progressive country, followed, and Switzerland. And Switzerland is up to this day. Switzerland, you cannot have all the meat that the Jews, and there are many Orthodox Jews in Switzerland, all the meat that the Jews eat in Switzerland is imported from other countries. So what was the law? that is, well, he probably much late, so he just forbids Schritten, period, that's all. But Sweden, it was a progressive country, and Switzerland, so they passed a law that one cannot exercise ritual slaughtering unless the behemoth, the cattle, is knocked unconscious through electrical current, through electricity, because just to give the behemoth to administer anesthesia to the behemoth, that wouldn't be strong enough, because when you start chatting the behemoth, so even if you administer the ether to the behemoth would wake up. I mean, that was an empirical observation. So the only thing that wouldn't wake up the behemoth is if you administer an electrical shock which knocks the behemoth unconscious. Himumau dechashmal. So then there is Rabbi Chiyo Weinberg al Basholem, so wrote Sridesh, a whole sefer. So the question is, the question was presented to all the Gdei Yisrael in those days, in the beginning of 1930. I mean, so then they started to, I don't know when, what year the law was passed, maybe the law was passed in 1932, but in 1930 they were talking about it. So the question was presented to all the Gdei Yisrael. There were a few Gdei who felt that in case of emergency it could be moderate, but most of the Gdei Yisrael, including Reb Chaim Meiser and the Ratshover, I mean, Reb Meir Shapiro, everybody, I mean, Asadet, and the few who were disposed to be moderate changed their minds. So the whole Shaila, I mean, I would like tomorrow to discuss, I mean, why did we all assert? As a matter of fact, right now, the Department of Agriculture wanted to introduce a bill in Congress that would require knocking the behemoth unconscious before ritual slaughter. So I met with a few other rabbonim, with Robert Lifshitz, and he assured us that that bill will not even be introduced, because I told Robert Lifshitz, I'm sure that this bill will not be passed. But I can tell you only one thing, that the first law that Hitler passed was, this was not such an accurate report, because Hitler's law was that ritual slaughtering is forbidden, but I told him that way. The first law that Hitler passed when he came to power was to require knocking the cattle unconscious, and then you know what other laws, and then the laws of Nuremberg followed. And if you discuss that on the floor of Congress, so that will arouse so much anti-Semitism that I'm not so sure that there will not be a congressman who will have the audacity to suggest that the Nuremberg laws should be adopted as an amendment to the Constitution. So he said, God forbid. But anyway, that bill was not passed. So tomorrow I would like to discuss, I mean, the Shilas, why is it also to not remain unconscious? Because Rabbi Chiyo Weinberg himself was Natal Heter. He was Natal Heter because he felt that if we Rabbonim will not be making, so then Orthodox Jews will not be able to eat meat in Europe. That was the situation, you know, in the early 30s, because it was like an epidemic, you know, of Tzar Balachai. Everyone saying, pointing the finger at the Jewish dietary laws and ritual slaughtering, that this is not in consonance with compassion for animals. All right, so. Now, first of all, in one of the main reasons as to why they live Asadet, because usually when a behemoth was knocked unconscious, so the behemoth fell down with this sudden strong bang, So because of that, Rav Chaim Eiza said that it's halacha of nifulo. It's halacha of nifulo. And then the slaughtering had to take place within a misles, you see. So Memeila, that was one child. That was one child. Alright. Vimsho aso meisleis, yotza mechlau bisu kiborim, vimiteres al vindikim, sheyivti ko eiso kineget kol acholom, im ishleimo mikol yud chesleifes, kshelon, vim lachtreim, kosev haramba, vichini nisrasko meivorim shebifnim, vinifsido tzorosom. A very strange lotion in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam mentions the halacha of nifulo in several places. So first he mentions it in Perek Tes Milcha Shechita Halacha Tes. Behemo shenoflo ben agag, im holcho in cheshishimo, vim omdo velo yolcho cheshishimo. In other words, so, im holcho in cheshishimo, we don't have to make it nike, we don't have to bother. Because that shows that everything is normal. I mean, no major injury was suffered by the behemo. But so it's a raya that it wasn't so massive that it couldn't survive for more than 24 hours, but still cheshishim. We have to make it digi. Kof tzomach masatzmo in cheshishim. Hinicho lemaylo motzo lemato in cheshishim lo shemonof. That this is in Periktes halochetes. In Periktes haloche yudai. כל מוקים שאמרנו אין חשיש שלו מוטל לשחק מיד ואין ליצור החליב די כשמו נשחס הכיבה וכל מוקים שאמרנו חשיש שלו אם שוחתו צור החליב די כנגד כל החול או כולי מקוד כיתו ראש עד הירך אם מוצו בו טריף ומנטריף שמונינו אוי שנשחסק איבר מנעבורים שבפנים וניפסידו צורוסק Harizutrei. It's a very peculiar expression. Nifsido tzorose. So then the Rambam says, Afilu nisrasik, eiva min ivorim, shei nitlu ksheiro, gein tchu ukloyeis, harizutrei fo, chutz mi beisorechem, shei nisrasik harizutrei. That's the Gemara that we learn. That we don't have to be cheshish. When the blood is born, even though the blood emerged from a very narrow wound, so ein risuk b'beisarech. But for all the other ivorim, so that's the Rambam's Rai. Since the Gemara says ein risuk b'beisarechem, you see there is a machlekes reshaim. Some reshaim say, and that's the shita of the cold boy. I think the Rori and the Kabbai is that's his shita too. That risuk ivorim is only matrim the behemo in a neiver that a naked that if nital, if it's nital, it's treif. Let's say if there is a risuk ivorim in the lungs, suppose the lung would be taken out, so then it's treif. So if the lung is nisrasei, whatever nisrasei means, according to Rambam, nisrasei means squash, whatever squash means. So there's some shame in the shita of the Berkabayis, the Kolbeis, that when do we say that risuk ivorim is matir the behemo by nifulo, only if the risuk ivorim overtakes a neiver, which if it is nital, it's matir. Let's see the long. So if the long is nital removed, it's reifo. So if the long is nisrasik, it's also treifo. But let's say about the tchul, the spleen. Suppose there is a risuk ivorim in the spleen or in the kidney. So if the kidneys are removed, it's not treifo. So the Meile, the Berkabai says, if the kidney is nischasek or the spleen is nischasek, it's not reivida. The Rambam is chayik. The Rambam deduces it from that Gemara, because the Gemara says that ein rizu givorim b'beisarechem. So the question is, why does the Gemara have to mention b'beisarechem? Nital b'beisarechem is kshelo. So memele, there is no rizu b'beisarechem. So it's a raya that only b'beisarechem rizu is not matri. But other ivorim, even ivorim that nikav and nital is not matrif, let's say kidney. Suppose there is a risu givorim in the kidney, or risu givorim in the tru, nital atru, there is a risu givorim in the liver. Well, or nital coming to the so he's trave. But let's say tru or kidney. So it's not trave even though it's completely removed. But still, if it's nisrasik, the Bekabayis is chaleik, and the Raivet is isofik. So the Rambam says, Imotso bo treifo min atreife shemoninu, oi she nischasek eva min evorim shebifni, vei nifzido tzorose. How is it treifo? What does it mean by nifzido tzorose? The form was destroyed. What does it mean, the form was destroyed? It's a very strange expression. The form was destroyed. Does it mean that the mare changed? So then he shouldn't say this is rose. He should say im shino hama. He said nifsido tzorose. How is it rose? What does it mean with nifsido tzorose? Afilu nisrasek eiva mino ivori sheim nitlo ksheo kigen tchulu kloyes harizu treifo. So the Rambam says, "Omer Avrom zesok," and he has another sok. The Rambam says sok. In that machleket between the Rambam and the Kabbais, as to whether risuk ivorim in a neighbor that nital is sheo, whether risuk is treifo, so the Kabbais says that it's not treifo. If nital is sheo, so we don't care about risuk. And the Rambam says no. Nital might be Sheiro, but Rizuk is worse. So the Raivet is something. Now, and then, he says, Vasimoni menitzrichem dike bikam, he says, Sheina file mimameches oiso. Now the Gemara says that if a behemoth fell off a certain height, so after Shrite, if it shows or took 24 hours, then we have to be Vedic, the whole organism. But one thing we don't have to be Vedic, the Simoni. But then every other Eivel, we have to be Vedic. We have to be Vedic according to the Rambam, we have to be Zimachlik as Hashem. But according to the Rambam, we have to be Vedic the Meyach too, the great too. We have to be Vedic. Now, as a matter of fact, the experiments, many experiments were done on cattle that were knocked unconscious through electricity, through a strong current of electricity, and who were not Nishchat. So it was found in most of these cattle that there was a lot of water in the brain, and then many sirches on the lungs, and every sirche, every addition that was on the lung of those behemoths that were knocked unconscious through electricity, so you couldn't even take off the sirche, because the moment a doctor tried to take off the sirche and the lung, it tore completely. So that presented other shilas. The experiments, you see, the reason as to why a few daily were disposed to be matir because of the emergency, because they gave the psak before these experiments were performed. But then when they heard of these experiments, they all retracted the psak. But most daily Mamin asked it at the very outset. All right. Now, then the Rambam says, Naloch Yitres, Vasimoni menon tzrichim dike, bikam, sheinam file mimameches oison. So you see that what does mamayach mean? Mamayach means crushing. So in other words, that according to the Rambam, Risuk does not mean, as Rashi says, loosening of the volume, but Risuk means crushing. But crushing doesn't mean that it ground into little tiny pieces. In other words, if the tissue becomes very softened, and is very softened, so that's called mimuach. All right, now, so that he said, After Chavdalet Shoyes. Because of the Rambam, the Chayim Nisras from the Yvorim Shebevnim, the Nipsed of Tzorosa, Trevo, Afil Nisras Ekeibea, she meet al Kulei Kosher, Kim Tchu, Kloyes, Trevo, she Orisu Kieis Emnan Tolo, the Anakubon, the Ameach Vasimoni, Einan Tzrichim Diki, Einan Tzrichim Diki. Vimondo teich meisleis. Now, this is the sheet of the Rosh, that the Meach doesn't require Bdikei either. But the Rambam sheet is that everything requires it. Alright. Vimondo teich meisleis, oyapilo lo yomdo, rak poshto yodo lamed, yoto mechalvitze gevori, ki lusho asto meisleis, vidailo bibdikosa, vidailo bibdikosa, holcho, oyapilo lo yolcho, rak poshto yodo lamed, 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 rak poshto yodo lamed,